Hi, everybody. Well, we have another program tonight, Creation Light Shift Healing. And today is Friday. The date, if you need to know what it is, or if you're on an archive, this is the show for April 22nd, so 4/22/2016. And let's clear the date for everybody, because a lot of people like having the date clear. Here we go. Releasing the energy that is courting you to this particular date. The aliens love doing that. So here we go. Releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see. What we're doing here is next we're going to clear away energy that you may have on you. It could be physical pain. It could be something dealing with emotional trauma. And you must think of one specific incident, whether it was today or maybe in childhood, but whatever you want to pick, I can clear away for you. So here we go. Releasing the energy stronger, 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 and stronger. And let me see here. Next we'll do, we'll do some aliens to light. So if any aliens are out there listening, they want to leave here, we'll do that, and we'll activate the light beams after that. So here we go. Releasing entrapped aliens here, enslaved aliens. 1, 2, I'll count to 100. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And we're going to energize that for you. Some people have more than one on their monitor. They may have more than one monitor screens, too. So here we go. So bring up the light beam. We're going to energize it here. And I'll kind of pull mine up here to see how it's looking. Come on. There we go. One more. And here we go. Yeah, okay, I got it. So here we go. Light beam up. So stronger, 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 and stronger. The light beam may look different on your screen now. Let's see if anybody has that comment. What happened, I'll just talk about this briefly. I can't really elaborate on what happened, but I can give you a little information here. So my time was, this is California time, and yesterday at 2:15, I turned myself off for 15 minutes. So from 2:45 to 3 o'clock California time, I turned off. And I did that. It's sort of like a pre-ascension type of energy. Remember, we talk about what ascension is, and when ascension happens, when the light no longer connects to anything, the darkness cannot stick and it falls apart. It falls away. There's nothing to grab onto. So I thought I should probably do this just for whatever reason, because I figured I may have had stuff maybe connected to me over, you know, the years of doing all this work. So I thought I'd just turn off and kind of like reboot myself. So when that happened, you know, everything changed. You may notice now that the energy of the light beam may look different to you. I only pulled it up one time just now. And to me, it looks like it has a different shape to it. Maybe like it's automatically three-dimensional. Instead of being flat, and normally when I energize it, it'll change. Now it looks more real. So we'll just see a few people comment on. So that's one thing that happened. The energies that are either working. Let's see, the aliens that let me see what fans out there, and we'll talk about this in a second. Do we have any comments on the light beam looking different? Let me ask that first.
Let me see. Not yet. But that doesn't mean we mightn't get them, Ron. I think we're a few seconds ahead on the show from our listeners. So we'll give people a moment, and I'm going to click over and look myself. And I would say, yes, right before the show, the light being's face to me appeared to be a little more intense, is I guess the best way to put it. At first I thought, gee, it actually looks like the head is smaller, but then I thought, no, it's just more pronounced. And I think your description of it being more three-dimensional is accurate.
Okay, so last night, my time about 1:45 approximately, although it could have happened sooner. This is in the morning, so after midnight. Noticed that the time-traveling soldiers, we were involved in a tremendous battle. Basically what happened was there are, you know, these different vortexes and stargates and portals and things. And if you remember, or to check out, like Paris has this, so does, like, I think in Seattle, but different places on the planet, they have these large, like, rings that they built. And they just kind of stick up, you know, going from the ground up. So if somebody knows what I'm talking about, maybe you can give me a reference on that. But they look kind of like, what's that for? Well, it's probably one of the major stargates, and it could work with the underground tunnels or something, or, you know, they're portals, and they're all over the place. So what was happening is that the people that have caused harm to the planet, somehow they were escaping. They were exiting the planet. And we dealt with this quite a while ago, hunting them down. And now they started leaving more and more, so they were being terminated as they left with their families and friends, and mainly it's you know, people who are in the same genetic families. So the ones that were leaving were the targets. So there's quite a few of that being released, or, you know, getting rid of them. And this is for stuff with things happening to the planet here, planet destruction, problems with people taking over your free will, free choice. And then naturally, a lot of that stuff is alien anyway. So as of last night, to my understanding, is that the Earth now is controlled by another alien faction. So the old regime that we used to have here, that you grew up with, they're roosted out of here. And the new regime is here now. So if you kind of felt like you didn't have quite the mind control on you as before, you may have felt, we started doing slavery clearings and things and shackles on people, which is probably kind of a predecessor of what happened. But the new race, race or races, and I can't give you the name, so I'll just tell you that up front here, so don't ask who are they, because I really can't tell you. I don't know. I'm not getting involved with that at this moment. So these races are allowing us to have more free will, free choice, because they appear to be respecting the integrity of the Earth, and they know what the other people have done to destroy the Earth. So what could have happened to you today? You may have woke up and felt a little, maybe possibly dizzy, or like, you know, your walls are taken down around you. You may have felt like, you know, I don't know what's happening, but, you know, I feel a little afraid. I feel a little traumatized, because you have freedom that you never had before, because this stuff is off of you. So that can be kind of a problem for some people, because people sometimes like to be controlled. And when the control leaves you, you don't know what to do. So you could have been a little frantic and not knowing what to do, maybe try to figure out what to do. Maybe it took you, you know, some time to integrate, knowing that you can step out of your box a little bit, but you're kind of in fear and not knowing what to do. So it may take an evening. Maybe you still feel that way right now, that, gee, I don't know, I feel this freedom around me, but what is it, you know? So that's sort of what I perceive is going on right now. But we'll see what's happening. As far as the battles and stuff, just like right now, it's a cleanup. So I don't know what how that's working, but the stargates are probably filled full of bodies. So I'll just say that. So we're probably cleaning them out, and hopefully they'll get rid of all these things that was here, people with bad genetics. That's what happened. So I don't have much more information on it. Just a little bit tired from all the battles and working right now. So I'll turn it over to you, Ann, see if we have any comments out there.
Okay. Hi, everyone, and hi, Ron. In case you're a new listener, probably a little surprised by what Ron has been telling us. It's very interesting, Ron, and thanks so much for sharing that. I just wanted to say that a few weeks ago, I think after the last expo that you did in New York, you did announce to us that you would be focusing at the expos more on healing sessions and talking less about aliens. And then when you just said earlier you don't know really everything that's going on, I feel like that's all benefiting humans here so much and Earth, because you know, you don't need to stretch yourself out into what are all the aliens in the universe doing, and you're going to be more freed up, I don't know how else to say it, or, you know, be able to concentrate just on healing and getting us all ready for ascension. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I would say that's probably more correct, yeah. That's good.
That's wonderful news. Okay, so we have gotten in a lot of comments, Ron, about the light beings and what you've been talking about. Okay, someone wrote in that explains that I got dizzy during the night while I was sleeping and felt dizzy this morning, too. Felt a little hard to stay in my body, but today feels very different and subdued. So that's someone that's tuned in. About the light being, someone wrote in, I agree, I thought they looked smaller, but still very vibrant. That's nice to hear. I'm not imagining things. Someone else wrote in, light beings look more radiant to me too. Yes, I notice a difference in the light being's presence, more intense, strong, and penetrating. It looks like the light can cut through anything and everything. Someone else said, yes, definitely more three-dimensional. And yes, the light being looks clearer, stronger, more present, and bright. So that's great, Ron. Thank you so much. I just want to make a couple of quick announcements in case you are a brand-new listener. You're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. You'll want to go there after this show and check out the information. And also, there's a lot of free healings that you can do there and information about some wonderful, powerful whole life healings that you can do. And I also want to announce that the next expo is coming up very quickly. It's in a town or small city, I guess, called San Mateo, California. It's not far from San Francisco, and it's going to be April 29th, 30th, and May 1st. You can send a picture to Ron of yourself to be, and also any of your pets or children under 18, for $100, and he will put your picture in the light infusion chamber, and you'll be able to enjoy light infusion energy the whole weekend of the expo. But that, if you're going to do that, that has to get to Ron by Tuesday, April 26th. So if you can do that, please do, because it's wonderful. It's, if you can go to it, please go to it. You'll meet Ron and be able to experience the light infusion chamber, and, you know, it's wonderful. Okay. And also, I like to remind people that tomorrow night there's another radio show at the same time on BBS Radio Station 2, and Ron takes us on a trip to the Creation Lightship for physical healing. And it's really a great show to be on and try to be on it live. All the other shows you can listen to as in the archive, but if you miss the Saturday night show, you don't get to join us for the healing for Saturday night. So someone else wrote in, this is wonderful news. I did feel very different today. I had to catch myself at times, was feeling dizzy. I recreated my front yard outside. Felt like the fear of change was gone from me. Had fun making new garden spaces, and work was effortless. Thanks, Ron.
Oh, great.
So that's really wonderful. And, okay, so thank you, listeners, so much for writing all of that in. Someone wrote in and said that today is Earth Day, and no doubt the Earth is being heavily corded. Can Ron please do a clearing for this and also check that the Earth is in the light, which is an interesting request, Ron. You know, the person obviously wrote this before you told us all this stuff tonight, but it'd be interesting. Is the Earth being heavily corded by people and aliens?
That one I can't answer right now. Whatever was here is probably taken away since this morning. But as far as being in the light or out, no, it's right on. So everything probably got rebooted yesterday. So, and it's interesting that it's the new Earth Day, and you're probably actually being able to see more of the new Earth right now. So that's what we're probably trying to bring in here. You know, I just I don't have a lot of information. I guess a lot of people will probably think that the Galactics out there were doing this here, and they got the Ashtar Command and who's your woozers, and all this other stuff. Those energies were not even involved with that. In fact, I think a lot of those particular energies were taken out also, because they were being used by the aliens, people here, aliens / people, to corrupt things here. So, and then the other thing would be, well, if these people got terminated, what's in their place here, and are they going to be here? Well, there may be some clones walking around to take your place, maybe, or maybe you just might see less people on the planet, it all depends how that works. I don't know if the new alien race that's in charge here or races are going to bring in clones so it doesn't freak people out. It'd be kind of weird if you went over to your neighbor's house didn't have any activity there, you know, and nobody's there for a month, you know, where did they go, you know? Especially if their car's in the garage, you see. So I don't know how that's going to happen or what's happening with that. I can just tell you what I can feel happened as real. But as far as Galactic's doing it or this, that, or the other up there, Space Brothers, no. It was all taken care of by the time-traveling soldiers. As I'm talking, I'm looking, and I don't see any other races doing anything right now on cleanup. So that's what I'm seeing, and I didn't see any other races coming forward either last night, even though I have worked with some that wanted to help out here off and on, and I didn't see them involved either. So very possibly it's just strictly the light coming to clean house. You working through the time-traveling soldiers. That's the only way to get complete 100% integrity without any agenda. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Let's see. Okay, so we have a couple of people writing in who are in the Special Forces, and that people have some insight into what their job is and what they're doing. And they noticed that, you know, when battles are going on and sometimes they feel some effects, when people are enlisted into Special Forces who are human and here with us, they are bilocated into their position as a soldier. So things do occur to them, and we appreciate, you know, all you're doing for us and, I guess, you know, also helping Ron and helping Creation Lightship. Okay. So we have, I don't know, Ron, is it still very important for us to keep doing that planet star courting release? Do you think that the planets might have little less control, or the aliens, whatever was controlling us from the planets? I'm thinking of that planet star clearing that you have.
I think there's probably less control. Remember, that's external coming in here. And so, you know, people could reinvent themselves if they do their rituals and, you know, bring one of the planets in to do that, you know. I would just try the clearing and just see how effective it is for you. I'm not saying that the clearing will no longer be useful because you still could have timelines out there where they are controlling you. You don't live in the present moment all the time. You live on timelines, so you could be affected by your past very easily, even though the planets could even disappear, and you can still be affected by them. So what I would do is just try the clearings and just see how it feels. Can I have somebody mention or where people could go to see those big rounds? They're like rings, gigantic rings that, you know, are anchored, you know, on the ground, you know, one side of the ring, you know, and then it goes up. I don't know, maybe they're 300 foot in diameter, maybe more. I don't know. I know I saw one in Paris. Somehow I saw a picture of Paris with the Eiffel Tower or something, and sure enough, there's one of those rings. I think they have one over in the Middle East someplace. Like I said, I think there's maybe one maybe in Seattle, possibly. I don't know, but I'm sure all of you would know, you know, if you're into that. I don't even know what it's called. You know, they look like, you know, large pieces of artwork. You go, wow, what's this thing here? So an average person wouldn't think that it would be some type of stargate to transport people out of here. Anyway, we'll see what's cooking out there.
Okay, well, I brought up the Planet Star Courting release because we got an email with a couple of suggestions for people that they put, this listener suggesting to put the name of the planet that controls the day of the week after your name. So if you're doing the Planet Star Courting release, you put your name in, and then whatever planet, like today is Friday, and that's the planet Venus, that you can find all of that online, which planets. And I think this is a great idea, because the days we have radio shows, you always clear the date for us, Ron. But you could clear the date on your natal barcode clearing, put the planet name in there as well, but also do it on the planet star cording release. And then also, Ron, I was remembering, and I don't recall what we answered this listener, but a listener wrote in and asked, would you add the sun to that list? But really, the sun is considered a star. So couldn't that person just write in the sun or our sun after her name, too, and clear that?
Yeah, they could do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, just be a little creative and, see what happens. I'll read to you what I got last night when I was engaged with this year at, before 2 o'clock in the morning my time. So I have all our forces alerted, people/aliens trying to evacuate through underground bases, vortexes, jump gates, et cetera. We are hunting them down for crimes against humanity/planet destruction. And then the next text that I got here that I sent off looks like shoot first, no questions answered. Total elimination. New aliens are in charge/in control of planet jurisdiction. So that's what I sent out last night to a person that is a time-traveling soldier, in a sense, who is very aware of things, you know, because some people are very attuned, so he likes me to tell them if I get any information. So anyway, that's what I sent out, and when I do this, this is real time for me. I'm in battles, and I'm writing this stuff down, and it's I'm strictly in the moment by moment. So that's what I was seeing. Like I said, they probably have, a person who was there doing something, the dirty deeds, and they say, oh, we've got to get out of here, you know. Call all of our family members and cousins and grandparents, everybody else, is hop on this Stargate to vacate, because we'll be hunted down at some point. So that's how they got them. The ones that left, they shouldn't have left. Or they're leaving because they, you know, wanted to escape the new planet jurisdiction, which would probably, come after them, we'll say. Anyway, that's what I got. I don't have too much recall on what was going on. You know, it did look like a lot of bodies, millions of bodies. So back to you.
Ron, are those bodies, though, were they already aliens or clones? I mean, are there that many true humans that are that, doing all these crimes and stuff? Or are they, were they already?
Yeah, I don't think there's too many humans doing this stuff, because they would need to have the robotic programs put in them and implants so that the alien race that controls that body, would be able to be fully active to be down here. So I doubt if they'd really be humans. They may look completely human, but I think they're probably, almost all aliens or some type of body that looks human, but with an alien agenda. Remember, just think of the movie, you got the movie, in a sense, Soylent Green. That's a long time movie, where people are being eaten by aliens in the underground, Then you also have another movie, They Live, where you put special sunglasses on, and you see, the way it really is here. Well, aliens can see it, but you can't. And there's other movies that, have been coming out more recently, or even the last probably 20 years, that depict shapeshifters inside of people. So if there's stuff out there, I'll have you that. So anyway, that's probably the one that we're trying to leave here, So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow. We really appreciate you sharing this with us and giving us these insights. It's nice to know what's going on and sort of what to expect. Someone else wrote in about the light beings changing, Ron. I have experienced movement of the light being's right eye before. Tonight the left eye is also moving. So this is the first time for her left eye to be moving. So that's interesting. Right. Now, someone wrote in very different dreams and noticed a change in the earth. So, and another person wrote in, yes, I feel less controlled and off my daily schedule. Wanted to stay home and rest, but for what? I noticed a few people at work took the day off, and that was highly unusual. I am on the elite Army forces and had wild dreams last night. Felt sore this morning, maybe due to helping on the other outer timelines.
Yep.
So these are people that are aware of what's going on with them. So is it possible, Ron, that if we as humans go to bed and have dreams, is that just part of our physical body, or could it be part of our physical body clearing? In other words, if we're off timelines, is it possible that there could be such a thing as a good dream, or at least not a bad dream?
You probably won't have any dreams if you're not on timelines. If you're not abducted, you shouldn't have any dreams because there's no reason to have them. Remember, everything is still taking your energy. So if you look at it the way it's supposed to be, when your body is asleep, that's when your body should go through the healing process completely, and the energy in your body will heal your body. When you're having a dream, now you're active, and your body is responding to stuff. That's why people jerk, you know, at night in their bed and stuff, because they're having a reaction to their dream. So, you know, just by having a dream, you're not getting your healing done on your physical body, but you're being used when you're sleeping.
Okay. Someone wrote in with a testimonial about the alien remote viewing disconnection. They know that it's working really well for them because their caller ID that registers my calls to anyone is restricted. They have that going 24 hours, and I guess they know that that's working, and the clearing is beneficial to use with the psychic billboard, and they've not been messed with as much because they keep these clearings going around the clock.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and that alien remote viewing is free, but also, based on what you're saying tonight, maybe we won't be being so alien viewed. But we certainly don't want to give up on our healings yet, and we still want to protect ourselves. So someone asked where to find the shrink wrap clearing, Ron. And could you explain to people what the shrink wrapping is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no clearing on the website that you go to have this done. So you just tell your body, you tell it out loud to take all of the energy that it would normally be emitting. And some people emit a lot. You know, I've seen people emitting like 6 feet of energy around them. So just tell your body that you don't want to do that any longer, and you want to bring all of your energy directly to your skin. You don't want it to go past your skin so that you're not walking into somebody else's field, doing that energetic handshake, even though you're not physically touching, and becoming slimed by these energies of somebody else. So, you know, just tell your body to take all of the energy that it would normally be emitting around it and bring it right to your skin. That's all that you have to do. And it should work great.
Yeah, it's life-changing, in my opinion. We have a little note on our door to remind us as we go out to remember to shrink wrap. Okay, we have several people, Ron, have written in things about that they've heard through the media. And I was wondering, instead of bringing them up on the show, if we could have a sample of the media clearing, and maybe you could talk about that a bit.
Okay, yeah, the media clearing is what they use to give you bad information, typically, something that's going to push your buttons. So when they stop talking about something, now you have and are on the timeline that they're presenting to you. And so that's the media clearing. You want to get on that if something, if you watch something and you get disturbed by it, you can also do that for like movies or even, you know, stuff on the radio or whatever. Whatever you see could be used in the media clearing to release yourself from those timelines and or release yourself from the program that they're giving you during that media clearing. So whatever you're seeing or feeling or sensing is what it's for, to release yourself from these energies. So the media clearing is very good if you see something. You know, the news normally has things that would tend to push your buttons typically and or make you feel sad. And, you know, from there, after the show ends or the program ends, you feel sad because maybe you saw something that was very disturbing to you. So that means that you want to do that clearing to get it released from you. And then if you could find out what whole lifetime clearing you need that help yourself out, because you have it already inside of you. You only reacted to it because you have blocked energy in you, and the blocked energy is from your energetic body that's contaminated, which allowed you to respond and react to what you heard. So the media clearing, just like the timeline crashes, are band-aids. But you want to go to the core of it to release it out of yourself. So like if you watch the news and you see something, you know, a long time ago, you know, you had the Vietnam War stuff every night on the news. So when you first see that, you know, I was watching that stuff. When you first see it, you go, oh boy, you know, you see the destruction happening and the clouds coming up. I would imagine at first you would think, oh, man, those people got killed. That's awful. Well, then after you see it a whole bunch of times, you really don't care. You're just kind of wondering what kind of effect is going on there. Or if you got upset the first time and second, third time, you go, I'm not going to watch it anymore. So maybe you would turn it off. But that's what they play every night. And they said, how many Viet Cong got killed and how many U.S. forces got killed, you know? And whether that was true or not, you know, those numbers, who knows, probably not. But, you know, that was pretty devastating, you know. That was on the news every night. Well, if you're older, you probably remember watching it. If you're younger, you'd probably wonder, why would I want to see war and death and destruction every night on TV? Well, that's what they fed us back in those days. So, and that was probably I'm trying to think here. I would say probably 63, 64. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. Someone is saying that there have been some strange weather patterns in the country. Some areas went from winter to summer in a few days. I wonder if that's connected to what's been going on with the aliens, Ron. Were you aware of that?
Well, yeah, I know Texas was taking a beating, you know. I normally watch the Weather Channel just to see how the weather is, and that looked pretty awful with all the flooding there. So I would say that's probably man-made. Maybe one of the adversaries, to the country here is doing that, or something's going on, bringing in those weather patterns, you know, for the perfect storm. I've watched another movie with George Clooney. He was in a movie called The Perfect Storm, and I guess the same thing happened there, where two storm fronts collided, and, you know, his fishing boat was out there. So that was kind of an interesting movie, too. Now, actually, what's happening in Texas was probably all man-made stuff to cause this devastation. Can't prove it, but, you know, remember, the Earth is not going to want to harm anything. But once you realize that, then you go, what's going on here? And, you know, maybe the Lone Star State, you know, is a little more freer than other states. I don't know. So, you know, maybe they want to take it out or something. I don't know. But it definitely makes people respond and react to it to get courted to that energy. So Houston was, you know, what I was kind of seeing on the TV. But anyway, you know, there's been other awful things, too, happening, and earthquakes throughout the world and stuff. You know, most of that stuff's probably man-made, trying to, when he wants to gain territory or teach him a lesson or something, you know. Back to you.
Okay.
I could do a sample. So think of something for the media clearing I can try to take away. I'm using the word try because, you know, let's just say that you were watching the Weather Channel and you watched it maybe for 10 minutes at a time, maybe five times a day. You just wanted to look at it, and it's probably very similar scenes. And so now you got that imprinted in you. So each time you watch it, now you're on that timeline. You're actually living there. And, you know, maybe even your body got cold because it's raining out, you know. I saw a guy get pulled out of his car twice, you know, when I put it on. Same footage from a couple of days, I guess, you know. And, wow, it's the same stuff going on here. So right away, you're on that timeline. Are you in that car with the person? Or the aliens put your face, cut the guy's head off, and put your head on it, and you're out there now on a timeline having that experience, terrified, because your car's probably floating away and you got to throw out the window or something? That's what they do. So here's a sample. So it all depends how much you're connected to what you saw, how many times you saw it. So, you know, I can clear one of those incidences. Here we go, releasing that from you. You have to pick it yourself. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much for doing that. Okay, let me go back to our emails. Okay, there's another, okay, two people are teaching me something I didn't know. Thank you, listeners, so much. Somebody wrote in to say, the shrink wrap clearing exists on the chakra cording clearing, which has an unlimited option. So you must have forgotten about that, Ron, and I don't know if I've done the chakra cording clearing.
Well, that's very good. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes, thank you so much. And then, go ahead.
I want to energize the light beams again, because sometimes we get listeners who come on because they have work and they can only come on, you know, maybe a quarter after or something. We don't get the first part of the show. I just want to kind of repeat the energies here. So I'm going to clear the date for everybody. So here we go, clearing the day of April 22nd, 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I want you to think of an incident that you are dealing with or something bothering you, physical pain or something. Let's clear that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then again, bring up the light beam or light beams. You may have a couple of monitors up. So let's energize the light beams for you. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. There we go. So people who got on late, you got a little bonus here. So you can now have this activity with light being up, bringing peace into your room. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And boy, I am very peaceful because that felt really good. So the same listener that wrote in, again, thank you, about the shrink wrap, said, to them, it feels like you got a reboot, Ron, and operating system upgrade after that shutoff. The new aliens might be aware of lightship earth clearings and the alien release work. Can they be assisting us to successfully ascend?
To ascend, no. Assisting us, I don't know, you know, remember, they're bringing in their own agenda here. So, you know, I don't know what that's going to be, but it does feel pretty peaceful. Maybe it's more freedom. Maybe they're not planning to cause all the pain and torture and stuff here that the other people have done. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know what their agenda is, but it has changed to my, you know, in my opinion here. So we'll just see how that kind of plays out here. But they have nothing to do with ascension. And that's why no other alien races were actually involved. I didn't see any other ships or anything else involved with what we were doing, only because they would have maybe a little more agenda of something. So it was just strictly the time-traveling soldiers that were brought forth using light energy to do these battles. And there's probably some ships that were taken out, too. I'm sure of that. Maybe thousands of them. But it was mainly, you know, the people trying to escape is what they had to get rid of. So you may say, well, why did they have to get rid of these poor, innocent people? You know, even if it was a baby or something. Well, they got the genetics. And they don't want to have those things, you know, growing up with that genetics of hatred or manipulation or whatever in those bodies. So they want to get rid of all that stuff. Remember, the genetics that you have is the problem. If you didn't have any genetics activated, you'd be very peaceful. All your comes from that. And then who knows what else the aliens put into these physical bodies. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So I wanted to bring up something else a listener sent in that I'm not familiar with. They wrote, another option to stay in peace. The light beings clearing for a week to experience joy, peace, or life force energy is only $10 a week for around the clock. I assume it's like the harmonic frequency clearing, but neutral, I guess. Is that correct? Now, I'm not familiar with that. Is there a light being clearing?
I'm not sure, but if they pay $10 for it, you know, it could be one of those, one of the clearings that people go into. We'll have to get a little more clarity on that.
Yes, if this person is listening.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's an object type clearing or something like that. That's $10 and the light beam's there to bring in peace. So we'll find out. Back to
okay.
you.
Okay. Yes, because that is something I'm not familiar with, so if you could send in a little more information. Okay, we have another question. When our body goes to the creation light ship, does our spirit go too, or how do we manage things?
Nothing for you to manage. So like tomorrow night we'll be doing that. Physical body does go there, and the body is actually recreated. So it's brand new, and so is your spirit. Now, when you come back here, your body gets corrupted by your invisible energetic bodies around you. And it depends, you know, the amount of programs that those bodies have and the genetics that you have in you taking away the clearing that you had on the light ship. So your spirit is cleared off. If your spirit is only, say, 1% of what you had, you know, from your initial time that you came here, then you are recreated with 100% spirit. But that spirit energy will not stay here. So you still have the 1%, which is good enough to do that. But on the light ship, you have to be 100% with your spirit to have the healing take place on the light ship. You just can't be the 1%er. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a question about your conference calls, and I just want to remind everyone that Sunday, this coming Sunday, is the last of the 8-hour healing calls for the month of April. You can still join us and Ron on that call. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it runs for 8 hours, and that's 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. It's very wonderful. So Ron does those monthly calls, and in addition, every week, Tuesday through Friday, he does healing calls. that start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and all the information about those is on the website. So we have some questions here, Ron, about the conference calls. The Tuesday call is psychic cords removal and energetic attachments. Are these planets and cords? And the Friday call is entities and shapeshifter removal. I'm asking because I noticed this was added to the descriptions of these particular conference calls.
Well, that's what it would be for. Is that what they're asking?
Well, I guess they're asking on Tuesday, for instance, it's cord removal, attachments. So they're wondering, are we also being released from cords to planets?
I would say no. This is more
okay.
Of what people are connecting to you.
Okay. All right. And then the Friday call is an entity removal call. Is it also removing shapeshifters?
Yes,
Okay, good. Great.
More than likely, yeah.
Okay. Okay, the light being, glad you brought this up. This person wrote in to us. I use this all day with the light being. It gives your spirit to go to complete peace or experience joy or get life force energy for your body. I use it to assist while running other clearings. It is only $1 for one light being session or $10 for 1 week of unlimited experience. So I guess I'm wondering, because when I read that, I did a search. I put in light being on the healing index search, and that nothing came up. So maybe if we could trouble you one more time to just send in exactly what that healing is called so we can share it. Oh, wait, maybe someone here sent it in. Divine light, divine heart-based healing. Single session, $1, 7 days, $10. Okay, I got it now. Oh, this is lovely. Okay, so I wonder, Ron, could this be something you need the link to that doesn't come up on the site?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll have to do some investigations on that. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. And thank you, listener. So we're getting a lot of people writing in. Under the seven generation category is light being healings, male light being, female light being, non-gender light being. Click on it and you will see the option of joy, peace, and life force energy. Okay, well, thank you very much. Now we know where to find that. Ron, you have so many healings. Of course, you can't remember the details of all of them. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, on the 7th of next month, we're going to be doing, it'll be a Saturday, I believe. Let me just check my calendar. And we're going to be doing this is going to be the malfunctioning Android hardware. Remember, people out there have these attachments to them that's invisible, electronic hardware controlling things, maybe motors or solenoids that's attached to you, along with hydraulic hoses and stuff like that. And when these things malfunction, your body doesn't work properly. Because you may have something, maybe you can only move your arm up so high and you go, why? What's going on here? I used to be able to move it up further. You don't realize that there's this invisible hardware that maybe the gear broke on it or something, so you can't move your hand, your arm up further. Or maybe you have swelling in your body someplace from a leaky hydraulic hose that's energetic, but it's physical on a timeline, but it's, causing you havoc. So, I've seen this a lot. Maybe your body heats up out of nowhere, and that's because your external healing cooling system that your body has, maybe the fan isn't turning right or something. And the stuff is not working properly. So this is all stuff that bodies normally have on it that nobody would ever talk about because it's too far out of the box. Now, this is like woo-woo stuff to the max, but this is all real, What I would do at the expo is I would talk about robotic programs on people's hands, and I would make the one hand real and one would be robotic, and they'd actually physically see the difference on their hands. But I never went past that just to show you about robotic programs. And robotic program is controlling your robotics. I think maybe people may have thought that it was like a program making them behave a certain way, like a robot. But no, you have stuff in you that's doing that. So that show will be on May 7th. So I guess 5 minutes left to go here. What do you think we could do next?
Well, I just wanted to add that someone else wrote in, you can find the light being clearing by scrolling down near the object and divine activated pictures text, which is on the bottom left of creationlightship.com. And it's entitled exactly male light being, female light being, and non-gender light being. So thank you very much, listener, for that. Well, Ron, what do you see that we might need as a group? Do we need more aliens released from our area, or are we cleared out?
We could do that. Yeah, that'd be a good thing. So here we go. Let's release these enslaved, the trapped aliens that are here that would be invisible to us, but they could be hanging out around you in their, say, own dimension, if you want to use that. But they are, normally not available for you to see them. If you were to see these things around you, I think you would probably be in a mental institution, okay? And, you're not going to relate to them. So anyway, let's release them, the ones that want to get out of here. Let's take it out, one-way ticket. So count to 100, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So, let's just see what's next here. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We had have a couple of questions and suggestions about the special calls that you do for us. And one is that someone would like you to do the body rejuvenation again, that hour-long physical healing call. And I believe you did talk about perhaps doing that again in June. Is that true?
I don't recall.
Okay.
We could probably say I want to set it up.
Right, right. Yes, I think people just like to remind you. And someone else had a request, could we do another call, like the New Year's call, for the next 6 months and bring in the next 6 months' energy?
I don't see why not. I'll just kind of plan it out.
Right. And then let me see if I can find this. It came in a few days ago, but someone else had the suggestion, could you do a few things at once or in one call, like the pins, the shackles, and the Android hydraulics or whatever that's called in one call?
No.
Okay.
It takes too much energy to, I got to stay focused on one particular topic.
Right.
And the one call that I did actually went over, I think we went over, an hour and a half or something, I think, on one of those calls because it wasn't completed enough for me. So I don't like going all over the map with stuff.
Right,
so
right.
When I call it, it's just dedicated for that.
Okay, got it. Okay, are there any other clearings, Ron, that before we say goodbye, because we are getting near the end of the show, or anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, I'll do a since the energy is shifting or changing. Let's see. How should I almost change the way I said that? It's not that you're changing your vibration or that the earth is ascending or the earth is getting more stuff to it. It's what it is. So remember, the programs are being released. So most people will talk about how things are you know, getting at a higher frequency. All that stuff is not correct. You're just getting more of what you used to have as you're integrating more of who and what you are. You're not really raising yourself up, just getting rid of the darkness in you to be what you were to begin with. Remember, if the earth changed frequencies, you wouldn't see it. You know, it'll be in a different dimension. So right away, if you look at that, you can say, yeah, you know, what they're talking about is other practitioners about how you're changing your dimensions or frequencies and all this stuff. No, it's you're just releasing darkness to become more of who you are, and that's the way that works. So I have a clearing on the website, which I don't talk about, but it's a hope clearing, H-O-P-E, and I'll do a sample of that. And you may want to try it. I don't know. It's a whole lifetime clearing, but it's for people who maybe need a little more hope, or it can help you release what isn't hope in you. Remember, it takes away stuff that's preventing you from maybe feeling the energy of hope. So, in a sense, it could be the opposite of that, what is taken away, which would probably be helplessness, okay? So, and you have to become your reality. So once you become hope, then you don't need hope anymore because you're already hopeful and you're already in neutral. So, but here we go. Here's a sample of that clearing. So let's change you. I'll run the energy for you at a certain age. I'll do age 10. So here we go. I'll count to 50 to help you out with that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. You should have the H10 cleared that you had no hope. So just see how your body feels. Maybe it's tingling because you were blocked up. Maybe you had some awful events happen at the age of 10. You felt helpless. So, everybody, let's do a mind-to-heart drop. Thank you, ladies, in the background. And I would like to get some comments, if I can, if you felt, if you're a time-traveling soldier, and you just feel energies, what you felt. If you just send us that, that'd be wonderful for tomorrow's show. And how you felt today when you woke up, if you did feel a little different and what you went through to balance yourself out, that'd be helpful for people. And also, if people have found a picture of those rings, star dates or whatever, they may have some other word for it, but they probably are not telling you what it actually is. But, you know, it is around. I think they have one in Dubai or something like that in the Middle East. But here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drops. You must command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Then you count from 10 to 1 backwards. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody, enjoy. We'll see you later. Blessings. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, everyone.